Happy Easter, Mosaic. And who would have saw this one coming? And how do we respond to an Easter world that is birthed in our midst when it still has the feel of those Good Friday tragedies happening all around us? When we still experience the despair and the questions of Holy Saturday? Have you ever had that big birthday celebration experience? And you know, you celebrate, and then the next day everyone asks you, so how do you feel being this age? I can remember turning 40, and it was 7 years ago, for those of you who are wondering. And my family and I, we had the opportunity to go with some of our really good friends up to their cabin in upstate New York. And oh, we had such a wonderful time. We just stayed up, celebrated, partied, and remember the next morning waking up and, you know, people are asking you that question, hey, how does it feel to be 40? And I'm like, I don't know, it still feels like I'm 39. I guess I don't feel all that different, but I do have this sense of anticipation of what's to come. It was kind of like everything had changed turning 40. But yet nothing had changed. But yet my view on everything had changed. And Easter kind of has that unique feel to it this year. We celebrate the stone that's rolled away, life being raised out of death. And yet we still see and experience the suffering of Good Friday and the emptiness and the questions of Saturday. In Mosaic, in so many ways, the darkness of Good Friday, it's there, and yet Easter is here with us in this beautiful way. And I hope that we have this sense that we are being led forward into a new reality, a brand new way of life. But whatever this new reality is, it is marked by life and hope, even in the midst of all of the darkness and even the death. This morning, I want to take just a moment and have us look at the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. So Peter and John and Mary Magdalene, they had gone to the tomb early on that morning, and they found it empty. And Peter and John, they run back. They're alarmed, and so they need to go tell the other disciples, figure out what's going on. And Mary Magdalene, she stays there at the tomb weeping, and it's there that Jesus greets her. And at first, she doesn't know it's Jesus. She thinks it's the gardener. And it's in this beautiful moment that Jesus tells Mary, hey, go back and tell the other disciples. It's me. I'm alive. In that same night, the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 22, we read these words. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the religious leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And you read this account of this narrative in the midst of this situation that we're living in, and here are the disciples having been confused and wondering what in the world is going on. We didn't see this coming, and they're locked together in a room fearful of going out. And Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, comes to them and speaks that word to them, "Peace be with you." Verse 20, after Jesus said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." I just love it that those are the words that Jesus offers his disciples. Not once, but twice, "Peace be with you." And Mosaic, I hope that is a phrase that we can continually offer to one another. Peace be with you as we walk through this time together. And then Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So Mosaic, outside, it's an Easter world, but sequestered behind their doors, it's still a Good Friday experience. Outside, it's a beautiful world of life, and yet they know lurking outside is a world of darkness and danger. And I don't know what your Good Friday experience is that you're dealing with right now. Certainly all of us have this sense of just going outside carries a certain level of threat and worry and anxiety. We all have these Good Friday experiences. We're not alone. They look different in each of our lives, but we so desperately need to hear Jesus saying to each of us on this Easter Sunday, "Peace be with you." And then what Jesus does is, as Jesus breathes on them, can we just pause here for a moment and soak this in, just as it relates to the situation that we find ourselves in? Mosaic, we live in a world right now where the last thing that we do is breathe on each other. In fact, not only do we not breathe on each other, we don't even come within 6 feet of one another. We don't even want to pass through another person's breath right now. And I think in some ways, that just speaks to the world that we've created as all of us in our humanity have wandered from living at home in God's love. As we've wandered away from our vocational call as humans to not only live in God's love, but then also to love Him in return and love all of our neighbors. And as a result, we've created this chaotic, dark, sinful world. We hurt each other when we breathe on each other. But here Jesus is breathing on these disciples. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus, is there is nothing within Jesus that can contaminate you or I. There is nothing about Jesus that we have to fear. There is nothing about Jesus that we have to worry that in some way we don't measure up. The presence of Jesus, the breath of Jesus, it's forgiveness. It's grace, it's affirmation, it's healing. And Jesus breathes on these disciples and says, "Peace be with you." And so, Mosaic, I don't know where you're at right now. I don't know how you're watching and interacting with this material, but will you know that the resurrected Christ is present with you in your midst? And He is sharing a word of peace be with you. And He is breathing over you. He is breathing over your loved ones. And He is breathing affirmation and love and grace and healing. And He is sending you forward to be His representative in the world. So how does this reality of this Easter world that Jesus has breathed over us, how does this take root in our lives? I know that when I had turned 40, I kind of feared turning 40. I had this sense that, oh my gosh, like, does my life really count for anything? Have I achieved enough? Have I become enough? I lived with this sense of just this neurotic anxiety that maybe I hadn't made a name for myself yet, and maybe I wasn't going to. I hadn't maybe made enough of an impact. I was living in this place of fear. But I also realized that as I turned 40, as I noticed that in myself, I realized I don't want to stay in this place because I know that Jesus is calling me forward. He's calling me forward into learning and into growth. And Mosaic, as we respond to this Easter world that's been born in our midst, I hope that we can move from rooms of fear that we stay in to learning rooms and then growing rooms. So let's just talk about those for a moment. When we're in the fear room, we not only experience fear, but then we transmit fear to others. We shut down, or we complain, we hoard. It's everybody else's problem. But when we're willing to move out of the fear room as Jesus breathes his healing breath on us, we move into the learning room and we start to ask a whole different set of questions. What am I compulsively consuming that harms me? What kind of lies am I believing that just aren't true? What emotions are present in me, but how am I allowing those emotions to become the reality rather than a greater reality that exists even beyond and above those emotions? We start asking the question, what is the best way to move forward? And then when we start asking those questions, Mosaic, we move into the room of growth. And this is where the beautiful reality of Easter world starts to really take shape and form. Because now as we move into the room of growth, we start asking ourselves, how can I bring life to others? Life has been brought to me through Jesus, the resurrected Christ, the one who defeats death, the one who pronounces a new word over my life. And so how can I bring life to others? How can I step into the death of others and bring life and blessing and healing? How can I practice calm in a non-anxious presence in the world? How do I live in the present moment and express gratitude in the present moment rather than being fixated in the past? Or continually worried about the what-ifs of the future? How do I show empathy to myself and others all around me? How do I become a person who can adapt to changes around me? Because even though changes are taking place in all kinds of darkness and chaos, I know that there's this Easter world that is present. In Mosaic, I'm excited because in weeks to come, we're going to start talking about how Jesus, our Redeemer, who has birthed this Easter world in our midst, really wants to speak to some of these neurotic anxieties that we live with of, am I good enough? Have I accomplished enough? Am I making enough impact? But what about my weaknesses? What about my insecurities and trying to stuff them down? And we're gonna see how Jesus speaks to those. And we're going to see how Jesus speaks to our generalized anxieties of just fear of death, fear of whatever it is that as we step out into the world makes us uncomfortable. In life, we go through a process of allowing death and suffering to, yes, be present with us, because that's the reality of this world, the darkness of Good Friday, the sufferings of Good Friday, the despair and the quietness and the waiting of Holy Saturday, but we also allow life to exist along with those things. We go through a process of learning how to be Easter people in an Easter world that sometimes still feels like Friday and Saturday. In Mosaic, this is why I am so incredibly thankful for all of you. And I know why all of you are so thankful for the whole Mosaic family, because we don't do this on our own. We don't engage in the process of living in an Easter world in the midst of all of the tragedies of Good Friday and the despair of Saturday. We don't do this in isolation. We don't do this alone. We do this in community with one another, and that's the beautiful gift of our community. Thank God we have one another. To enter into learning rooms together as we leave our rooms of fear, to enter into growth rooms together, beautiful opportunities. Mosaic, I want to close this morning just looking at a passage of scripture from the Apostle Paul. He's writing a letter to the church in Corinth. And this is the letter known as 2 Corinthians. And this letter, in many ways, it speaks of the paradox of the cross. that the cross is this display of weakness and suffering. It's the foolishness of the world, but yet it's the wisdom of God, because also at the cross is victory and life. It's the life that Jesus laid down, but it's also then the life that Jesus took back up to birth this Easter world in our midst. And the paradox of the cross is that our lives are called into this pattern of engaging with weakness and suffering, but yet experiencing victory and life in the midst of that. And the Apostle Paul, he writes these words. He says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,'" God made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ, that face who breathes on us, who breathes a healing breath and says, "Peace be with you." And Paul continues, we have this treasure that we've been given. We have it in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We're perplexed, but we are not in despair. We're persecuted, but not abandoned. We're struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. What a beautiful, beautiful hope and promise that yes, although death is at work in us, life is also at work in us. The life of the resurrected Jesus, the one who is speaking over each of us, "Peace be with you," in his healing breath. Carissa has so beautifully been working on this painting for us that she's titled "Hope in the Night." In Mosaic, our hope is that you engage with this image, that as you consider whatever is before you, whatever is before all of us right now, wherever all of this is going, whatever Good Friday tragedies we may have to continue to walk through, whatever despair of Holy Saturday and the quiet of just not having any answers, that the resurrected Jesus is there in the midst of that night experience where things are dark and things are dangerous and things are chaotic. And Jesus is speaking a word of hope to each of us, saying, "Keep your eyes on that empty tomb. Death has been defeated. Let's move forward together into this Easter world that I've brought into your midst, to this world of life, moving out of our rooms of fear into rooms of learning and discovery and growth, and then ultimately bringing life to the world, even though death is at work in us, because the life of Jesus is also at work in us." Mosaic, may you have hope in the night this Easter. Grace and peace to all of you.
Is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at his feet we bow.
The one who bore our sin.
God has robbed the grave.